Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Research Design Qualitative, Quantitative, and Mixed Methods, Approaches by John W. Creswell, is a foundational methodology text for students and researchers planning empirical studies in the social, behavioral, educational, health, and applied sciences. The book is not a manual for one technique, but a comparative guide to the logic of research design across qualitative, quantitative, and mixed methods traditions. Its purpose is to help readers connect philosophical assumptions, research questions, literature reviews, theory, data collection, analysis, ethics, and scholarly writing into a coherent plan of inquiry. Creswell is especially known for making methodological choice. Explicit, a study should not begin with a favored tool, but with a research problem and a defensible design. Later editions also reflect collaboration with J. David Creswell. The book remains widely assigned because it combines conceptual orientation with practical structure, making complex methodological debates accessible without reducing research design to a checklist. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, matching research questions with philosophical worldviews and methods. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that research design begins before data collection. Creswell frames a study as a set of connected decisions shaped by philosophical assumptions, research problems, and practical procedures, rather than treating qualitative, quantitative, and mixed methods as interchangeable toolkits, the book asks researchers to consider what kind of knowledge they seek and what assumptions they bring to the inquiry. Post-positivist thinking often supports quantitative designs that test hypotheses and measure relationships. Constructivist assumptions fit studies that explore meaning, experience, and context. Transformative perspectives foreground power, equity, and social change. Pragmatism, especially important for mixed methods, emphasizes choosing methods that best address the problem. This structure helps readers avoid a common design error, selecting interviews, surveys, or experiments simply because they are familiar. Creswell shows that method choice should follow from the research question, the type of evidence required, and the intended contribution. The practical value is that researchers learn to justify design decisions in proposals and dissertations, not merely describe them. The philosophical discussion is concise, but it gives enough structure for readers to understand why methodology is an argument about knowledge, not just a procedural plan. Secondly, qualitative inquiry as a structured exploration of meaning and context. The book presents qualitative research as a rigorous approach for investigating how people interpret experiences, social settings, processes, and cultural practices. Creswell emphasizes that qualitative inquiry is appropriate when a topic requires depth, context, and attention to participant perspectives rather than numerical measurement alone. The text introduces major qualitative traditions, commonly including narrative research, phenomenology, grounded theory, ethnography, and case study. Each tradition gives the researcher a different logic of inquiry. Narrative research focuses on lived stories, phenomenology examines shared experience. Grounded theory seeks to develop an explanatory framework, ethnography studies cultural patterns, and case study investigates a bounded system in detail. Creswell does not treat these approaches as decorative labels. He uses them to show how research questions, sampling, data collection, analysis, and writing style change depending on the chosen tradition. This is important because many novice researchers mistake qualitative work for informal description. The book counters that misunderstanding by highlighting purposeful sampling, researcher reflexivity, coding, theme development, validation strategies, and ethical sensitivity. Its treatment of qualitative research is introductory rather than exhaustive, but it gives readers a disciplined vocabulary for designing studies where human meaning, institutional context, or social complexity is central. Thirdly, quantitative design as hypothesis testing through measurement and analysis. Creswell explains quantitative research as a design tradition built around measurement, variables, hypotheses, and statistical reasoning. Its purpose is often to test theories, examine relationships among variables, compare groups, or estimate effects in ways that can support generalization when sampling and design conditions permit. The book guides readers through the logic of quantitative problems, including identifying independent and dependent variables, stating research questions or hypotheses, selecting instruments, and considering validity and reliability. This orientation is especially useful for students who know statistical procedures but do not yet understand how those procedures fit into a full study design. Creswell links quantitative inquiry to post-positivist assumptions, where knowledge is treated as probabilistic and evidence is gathered through systematic observation. The book also clarifies the difference between descriptive, correlational, survey, and experimental or quasi-experimental reasoning without turning into a statistics textbook. Its practical emphasis is alignment. A hypothesis should match the theory, the variables should match the hypothesis, the measure should match the variables. and the analysis should answer the research question. This chain of reasoning helps prevent fragmented studies where data are collected without a clear analytical purpose. The quantitative sections are broad, but they provide a strong design map for empirical projects. Fourthly, mixed methods integration through timing, priority, and design structure. One of the most distinctive features of the book is its treatment of mixed methods research as more than the simple use of both interviews and surveys. Creswell argues that mixed methods requires intentional integration of qualitative and quantitative evidence so that the combined results address a research problem more fully than either approach alone. The book explains major design types such as convergent parallel, explanatory sequential, exploratory sequential, embedded, transformative, and multiphase designs. These categories help researchers decide when strands of data will be collected, whether one method has priority, and where integration will occur. In a convergent design, qualitative and quantitative data are collected in roughly the same phase and compared or merged. In an explanatory sequential design, qualitative follow-up helps interpret quantitative results. In an exploratory sequential design, qualitative findings may guide later quantitative instrument development or testing. This design language matters because many studies labeled mixed methods fail to show how the two forms of evidence inform each other. Creswell makes integration the defining issue. The researcher must explain the rationale for mixing, the sequence of phases, and the interpretive value gained. This framework is especially influential in applied fields where complex problems require both measurable patterns and contextual explanation. Lastly, proposal writing, literature review, theory use, and ethical coherence. Beyond comparing methods, the book functions as a guide to constructing a research proposal. Creswell treats design as a written argument in which the problem statement, purpose statement, research questions, literature review, theory, methods, and ethical considerations must support one another. The literature review is not presented as a catalog of sources, but as a way to locate the study within an existing conversation and justify the need for new inquiry. Theory receives different treatment depending on the approach. In quantitative studies, theory often appears early and guides hypotheses. In qualitative studies, theory may be used more flexibly, sometimes emerging through interpretation or providing a broad lens. In mixed methods work, theory may organize one strand, both strands, or the overall integration. The book also emphasizes ethics as part of design rather than a final administrative requirement. Issues such as informed consent, participant protection, researcher role, confidentiality, and responsible representation influence methodological choices from the start. Creswell gives particular attention to scholarly writing, including clarity, structure, and coherence. This makes the book valuable for dissertation and thesis planning because it addresses not only what methods to use, but how to present those choices convincingly to supervisors, committees, funders, or peer reviewers. In conclusion, this book is best suited for graduate students, early career researchers, dissertation writers, and applied professionals who need to design a study rather than merely learn isolated methods. It is particularly useful for readers in education, psychology, health research, social sciences, public administration, communication, and program evaluation, where qualitative, quantitative, and mixed methods designs are common. The practical benefit is a clearer path from research problem to defensible methodology. Readers learn how to formulate questions, choose an approach, justify philosophical assumptions, organize a literature review, position theory, plan data collection, and explain ethical responsibilities. The intellectual benefit is comparative understanding. Instead of presenting one method as superior, Creswell shows how different forms of inquiry answer different kinds of questions. What distinguishes the book from many research methods texts is its integrative structure. Statistics books often focus narrowly on analysis, qualitative manuals often focus deeply on interpretive traditions, and proposal guides often emphasize formatting. Research design connects those elements into a complete design logic. Its coverage is introductory to intermediate, so advanced specialists may need more detailed texts on particular methods. Even so, its strength is orientation. It gives researchers a shared language for making methodological choices, visible, coherent, and appropriate to the problem under investigation. If you would like to support John W. Creswell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.